You know what, guys? If you take the time to watch the YouTube video, you'll know all the things we didn't cut.
There you go. Problem solved.
If you take the time, you'll learn all the things I tell Jen that we'll fix in post that now we're just not fixing.
Oh, Lordy.
Slightly mean about my beloved New York Jets. We're not cutting it out.
It's all going in there.
We're not. It's all going in. So
enjoy the season 2 of Whore and Heels.
Yeah. So, guys, if you're watching the video, this is what Jen and I look like.
You are welcome.
Oh, listen, I put a bra on for you.
Phoebe. So did I.
Oh, I think mine's inside out. Don't even care.
It's fine. Doesn't matter.
The boobs are where they're supposed to be. Right. All that matters. And we're starting off our video podcast journey with Trick or Treat, which I had seen for the first time last Halloween in a group watch. Had not seen it before then. Big fan of Lil Sam. He's got a lot of rules, guys. But you follow the rules, you live. So, Jen, would you like to go over the rules?
No, I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. Always hand out candy to trick-or-treaters. Always wear a costume. Never blow out a jack-o'-lantern before midnight. Always respect the dead. Always check your candy. Never take down your decorations before November 1st. Never hurt the innocents. There were not that many innocent people, so.
Yeah.
There is that.
There is that.
Sam is adorable. I'm definitely doing that costume for next year.
Oh, man. I forgot we're doing a video. I'm going to be right back. Keep going.
Keep going. Now she wants me to freestyle on video. Try to do a little dance. Do a little dance. Get down tonight.
But I meant to grab this and I forgot.
Oh, she's got a little Sam.
That I won in the horror group and Shudder Horror Fans. He's so cute. This is my first Funko Pop.
He is an adorable Funko Pop.
Little pumpkin snack. He's so cute. Lots of juicy little fun facts in this one that I'm excited to share.
Yes, Jen has all the facts. I have no facts. By the way, Brian Cox in this is great. He's a phenomenal actor.
He's becoming one of my favorite actors.
If you're not watching him in Succession as Logan Roy, what are you doing? Watch him be manipulatively cruel to his own children. It's a beautiful thing to watch. And Alan Ruck.
I'm going to have to catch that one.
Alan Ruck, Kieran Culkin, Sarah Snook. I never forget the other one's name. He's fabulous, too. A little too thin for me, but neither there nor there.
No,
Brian Cox is, he really brings it. You know what I learned, though, Jen?
What?
I learned I'm not a fan of Anna Paquin, which I already.
Because of this movie?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Outstanding. But it really just solidified it. She makes weird faces, and I can't.
That's how I feel about Kirsten Dunst. So.
Oh, God, yeah. Mm-hmm. The other day, I placed categories Blitz, and it was like Kirsten Dunst movies, and I tapped out at 2. Oh, wait. 3, only because I remembered she was in all the Spider-Man. So technically, Spider-Man 1, 2, 3, Interview with the Vampire, Bring It On.
Get around the system.
That is how you get around the system. But yeah, that tapped out all my Kirsten Dunst knowledge, so.
This is one of my favorite anthologies. Like, this is such a fun movie, and it doesn't really matter how many times you watch it. It's still great every time.
There are parts of the anthology I like more than others. I think my biggest problem is the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Only because you're going to tell me we're just leaving that bus there?
Yeah, I mean, they said the town didn't want to find it, so they did not.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say, it's a bus. You can't just leave that.
Yes, you can. And they did. People leave stuff all the time. Have you seen, like, abandoned buildings on, like, Discovery? Like, people abandon things all the time. You don't have to get the bus out of the lake. And if it's local law enforcement, small town, then
there should be a rule. There should be a law.
I mean, there probably is a law, but it was a small town. So who's going to check that out?
True. I mean, to be fair, but I mean, not the smallest of towns. I mean, I don't know.
It was a relatively small town, as far as we know.
So your child dies, you're not getting their body?
They paid the man to kill. They just wanted to get rid of him. The parents wanted to get rid of the kids. So why would they want to get the body?
Because how are you hiding your crime? Because
it was an accident. Oops.
But if you're not getting bodies, then you're not sad. Fingers are coming also, pointing at you.
No, like, again, small town. No one cared.
Do I just enough town that I cannot grasp this concept?
Also, it's just a movie, so we accept that that's what happened in this town. Parents didn't want their kids. They sent the bus driver to kill them. Done. But we got to get to that story. We're not even at that story yet.
Hey, listen, it's an anthology. There was no linearity to this movie at all.
No, I actually like the way that it goes. How, like, each story kind of blends to the next, and then it kind of wraps around back to the first story.
Okay.
Oh, the girl with the...
with the bitch who's taking down decorations on Halloween. First of all, what kind of fucking energy do you have? It's Halloween. You should be bright by now.
Like, I don't understand. On Halloween, like, that's just disrespectful. You don't take down Halloween decorations on Halloween.
That's like taking down the Christmas tree on Christmas Day.
Who does that? Someone who gets killed.
Someone who gets killed, yeah. How you get Krampus coming for you.
Yep. Oh, God, I love that one. That's coming up, Krampus season. So we go from that one to the girls.
If you guys are watching, you can see Jen had almost a mini orgasm there. So that's good.
Krampus. It's one of my favorites.
Well, it does have Scott, so that's where Alicia falls.
Oh, yes. There you go.
No good looking men in this movie.
Not a one. I'm okay with that.
You would at least think they would have made the one who is, like, that the witches all go,
yeah, the one from the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not even him? Not even costume?
Not really. Nope.
Oh,
what?
But I'm just saying.
Well, because, I mean, he had to be lonely and, like, had nothing to do that night. If he'd been good looking, he would have already had plans.
Oh, that's what we're going with?
That's what I'm going to go with.
Okay.
I like this scene because if you know what's going to happen, you hear a lot of foreshadowing in their conversation while they're talking.
Now, the kid who played Schrader, he's young in this, but I will say that it's, I'm going to fuck up this French name. Jean-Luc Bélodeux. He plays, like, the main kid in the kids that go look at the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And he grows up nice.
Oh, does he? Nice.
Yeah.
The kid. So when they're in the dressing rooms, when the girls are in the dressing rooms dressing, the kid who's peeping Tom into the dressing rooms, he actually plays Sam for the rest of the movie. He plays Sam in the movie also.
Oh, that's an interesting fact. Still annoyed that we couldn't cast just even one good-looking guy. Like, not one. I went back to, like, the casting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I will agree that some of the kids grew up into nice-looking young men. The one who played Alex James Wilson, He's attractive. But other than that, man.
Kind of, yeah. There's not a lot of room for it, actually. Because there aren't any real, like, of age guys in this movie, when you think about it. The only one is the store clerk guy.
I guess, but... I mean, I guess as an older man, Brian Cox is attractive. He's just... Oh, but,
yeah, we're not counting him in this movie, though.
No. He's not attractive in this movie is the problem. No. The booze has thus got him.
It did a number on him.
Wait, who is Henry?
Huh?
Who was Henry in this? Which one was Henry?
Oh, God. Now you ask me to remember names.
Doesn't matter. Okay. Guys, I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
All right. Back to the dressing room. The girls are having a conversation, and you can hear they're talking about they're dropping hints that they're werewolves because they talk about the trips that they've had. And one of them says, "Oh, I remember when you were throwing up, blah, blah, blah." And the other one says, "Yeah, well, I ate bad Mexican," or like a bad Mexican or something like that. And you're like, "Oh, she's talking about an actual person."
And then
another one says, "Oh, and then we dressed like sailors, and then we got sailors." And then she's like, "Yeah, except her sailor was a girl." And then she's like, "Whatever, they all taste the same to me." Yeah, very obvious foreshadowing.
I did not pick up on the double entendre. I just thought she was bisexual.
Yep.
That's great. I really enjoy knowing that now. And I also enjoy that sexuality. So either way, it was good for me.
This is the first time I noticed it. I've seen this movie a few times.
Well, because I feel like when we watch for the podcast, we watch differently.
Pick up little things.
Yeah.
To make it more interesting. Anna Paquin's character is named Lori. There are a lot of horror homages in this movie.
Strode.
Named after Lori Strode from Halloween. Yep.
Have you seen Kills yet, by the way?
No, I have not. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
Thank God. If I have to delete one more meme because of you.
It's not just me. Like, memes are hard. Like, I can ignore most a paragraph words. I can't ignore a meme. Those are worse.
So, I gotta tell you, I'm the worst because some things don't seem like spoilers to me.
Everything is a spoiler for me because my brain just, when it comes to movies, I clock and remember everything. So anything can be a spoiler. I hate people talking about movies because I can piece stuff together. I'll remember,
when there's like a fight scene meme, I'm like, well, it's a horror movie. We assume somebody was getting got. Like,
right.
To me, that's not like.
Yeah, but then if there's a character in that scene and then I'm like, oh, they haven't fought yet. And then that character is in danger or something. Then I'm like, well, I know they're not going to die because they haven't been in that scene yet. So I track all that kind of stuff. It's very annoying. I don't like it, but it just is what it is. Me and my brother are like that.
You're sober too often. Drink more. You won't have this kind of memory.
I know. Cheers.
Cheers.
So they're talking about getting guys and going out to the woods. And apparently Anna Paquin has never done this before. She's hanging out with her big sister and her friends. She's being initiated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to learn how to hunt.
Mm-hmm. And then we switch from that story to, what's his name? What is the neighbor guy?
Oh, geez. You know what?
This is really bad. Steven, I guess, was his name. So, Steven.
Oh, the principal.
Yes.
Yes, is Steven.
Yeah, he's
played by.
Oh, the little shit kid is knocking pumpkins off people's fences.
Yeah, well.
And then he calls him out on his diabetes. I was like, that's messed up.
Well, I mean. Fair, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't just... Listen, guys, I feel bad if your kid has diabetes, but you're the parent. Like, be a parent.
Watch that intake.
Yeah. Don't let them get killed by a crazy man for some sugar.
Right. Right. That was so much chocolate he threw up.
Yeah.
I was like, he didn't even eat that much. It was just... Ugh. They said that it was made out of actual real food, and the kid was like, it was kind of tasty. I was like, oh, just knowing it was supposed to be vomit, I could never.
Okay. Sometimes, Jen, you give me information I'm not sure I need, honestly. Oh, geez. Okay.
That's what I'm here for. The fun facts.
I mean, could you imagine if your high school principal was a serial killer?
Like, and in two ways. Like, just outright out in plain sight, and then also as the stalky guy with the vampire teeth. That's, like, overtime. That guy does a really good job of being, and this is what they said, like, that part was written with him in mind because he's so good at being creepy and charming at the same time.
Yeah.
Because he's in a lot of stuff. He's an actor. I couldn't tell you his name, but I always recognize him.
I can tell you some other things this gentleman has been in. I have him right here. I mean, he made a great serial killer. Mm-hmm. The fact that his poor son is watching that is truly harrowing.
Well, we find out why later. Why his kid can watch. And this is where we tie in Mr. Krieg, because he comes out to the backyard.
Right.
And is like, what are you doing? And then he's very rude to Steven. And then later he's banging on the door. Oh, man, when the kid was trying to fight in the grave.
Did you watch I'm Dying Up Here?
No.
Played Johnny Carson in I'm Dying Up Here. He was an extremely wicked, shockingly evil and vile as the prosecutor.
He's in The Americans, I know that.
The Americans, yup. The Good Wife. Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago Med. It seems like he's done a lot on everything.
Yeah, he's been working for a while.
Like, just bit parts in every show that has
ever been on TV?
Ever been a show, yes.
Yeah.
Law and Order, SVU, Life as We Know. A show nobody's even heard of.
What's the show?
Life as We Know It.
Oh, Life as We Know It.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Life as We Know It and a show we've never even heard of.
No, I'm saying Life as We Know It is a show none of us have. Have you heard of it?
I'm trying to see, because there's one show where he played the dad, and it was like a sitcom. It was like a parody of a sitcom. It was on so long ago. Smash. Yeah, he's been in freaking everything. Monk.
Miami Vice. Yeah, guys, it's a long.
long list here.
So, yes.
So then he goes back in the house, and his son is like, don't forget to help me with the eyes.
Right, and you think we're talking about a pumpkin. Tis we are not, guys. We are not talking about a pumpkin.
No.
Oh, that's a little.
We think he's going to kill the kid, because he's all, he was Prince Joffrey? Whoa. Okay, so I kind of knew that from Love Potion number 9.
Why am I blanking? Who's Prince Joffrey?
Jeffrey. I said Joffrey. That's from Game of Thrones. Prince Jeffrey from Love Potion number 9 with Sandra Bullock.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
That's right. That is him. Wow. But yeah, so he's complaining about the kid. We think that he's like just ready to end it, kill the kid. He creepily lifts the knife. It's very dramatic, very extra. Sometimes I don't like scenes like that where it's like too much.
Okay.
Like, why would he be so, you know, exaggerated with the knife?
I have to tell you that is that actor in everything. That is his.
Yeah, I guess I could see that.
House, like, I remember who he played in The Good Wife, because I loved The Good Wife and The Good Fight, and he plays the same person in The Good Fight.
Mm.
Also, serial killer. And very over the top.
Yeah.
Alleged serial killer. He was never convicted, guys. just never convicted because he could afford the best lawyers in the world. So there's that.
Yeah.
Anyway, from the wife wants to come on. Please come. We'll have you. Love you all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, we want Matt Zuckery, but we'll take anyone.
We will take anyone. Still season two. When we get to season five, then we're going to be a little more selective.
A little bit. And by a little bit, we mean really not at all. But we're going to have the veil of selectivity. And that's what you're going to want. By the way, I don't know if you guys can see. I am wearing...
I can see. I like it.
Our Horror in Heels t-shirt. It is riding up the back of these pants, though. On one size. It was fine when it came in, but then when I washed it,
oh,
went right down now.
They live t-shirt. That's what I got on.
Because they live.
So we go from there to, where do we go to? Oh, I guess to Rhonda.
Oh, but wait, we skipped the first people. Oh, I guess we didn't skip them. But I mean, poor woman. Her sheets were so clean and then.
Oh. And then bam.
Bam.
Yeah. Bloodstains, I mean, everywhere.
To be fair, you're dead. You're not going to be the one who has to clean them again. So, I mean, I guess that's a blessing.
And that lollipop in the mouth was rugged.
Ugh.
I like that this movie was pretty much all practical effects.
Yes.
Like, there was little to no CGI. If there was any CGI. I only say that because I don't remember any. There could have been. But I think part of what makes this movie so good is it's all practical effects. From Sam's face to the werewolves and the forest, even the transitions. Maybe that probably was a little bit CGI, maybe the faces.
Maybe. Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, but a lot of that was practical effects, and I love that.
I mean, I'm sure, actually, maybe it wasn't CGI so much as stop motion.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Like, no makeup, phase one of makeup.
Still practical effects.
Facts.
Yeah.
I
love it.
I mean, guys, don't pull pranks. Going back to those damn teenagers.
Oh, these kids. And of course, the main one is a bitch. Like, well, it's always the girls that are behind, like, the pranks. And, like, the guys can be dicks, but it's always the girls that want to.
The girls take it too far. And here's the thing. What was wrong with the girl they were making fun of? I don't understand.
She was so cute. That was
pretty lovely to me.
She was so cute.
Here's the thing. If I find out my child is a bully, he's going to pay such a price. And that's the problem. Is that other people who are raising bullies are either bullies themselves.
Yep.
Or they're just like, well, you know.
Kids will be kids.
No.
No, ma'am, they will not.
They will not.
Will be shitheads if you don't handle that. So with Rhonda, you will be excited to hear Rhonda's house is modeled after the White's residence in Carrie. They made it to look like
that. Oh, yes. Now that you say that, that does. Yes.
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 And it foreshadows the scene. It foreshadows her getting revenge on the kids that pranked her.
Right.
So it's a great tie. There's a great little tie-ins.
That is. They're doing some homage here. Yeah. Appreciating it.
Yeah.
Go on with these facts, Jen. You've got so many of them.
I'm going to get to... Oh,
and James Marsden. Curiosity. Oh, well, we're not there yet. No, well, when we get there. Sorry.
James Marsden was a voice on the TV talking about the history of Halloween candy. which I love me some James Marsden. So I like that little cameo.
I love me some Halloween candy.
That too.
Can we get James Marsden on here for a Halloween candy special?
Oh, yes. Let's do that. James, call us, babe.
Please. Thank you. Also, James, now that you can see Jen, you can see how beautiful she is. Single, call us. I'll get you a date, James. I've got connection.
I don't know if James can handle me.
I mean. Yeah, guys. Jen has straight hair today. Sometimes, apparently. I usually do a top knot, but
we made ourselves look cute for y'all.
Made ourselves look cute. Like I said, put this bra on. So getting back,
yeah, back to me.
Gonna get some revenge and good for Hob because those bitches deserve it.
Oh my god! And so now was this was definitely it felt very curious. Except I can't tell if the boy was being genuine. I guess he was because at the end when she was crying, he was like, "We need to get her back up because she's terrified."
Yeah. I didn't get the impression that he knew how far they were going to take it.
Yeah. Girls are such bitches. Why, like, what fun do you get out of terrifying somebody like that?
I don't want to terrify anyone unless they're paying me for the experience.
Yeah.
I'd love to work a haunted house or something.
Right. Oh, yeah. Totally.
I have no desire.
Or, you know, scare prank a friend. A friend, I understand.
Right.
Innocent person that you don't even know. Ugh.
Well, also because a friend, you know them.
Their limit.
You know their limits. Like, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Like, yep, I can tell you.
Huh?
My husband's family, they're, none of them are good with clowns. Like, him and none of his siblings and neither his mother. They have this one creepy clown doll,
mm-hmm.
and they'll all hide it in each other's beds.
Oh no.
Yeah. That's that was an ongoing family prank for a long time until everyone moved to different states.
That's
and even once something. When mom came back, she packed it and hid it in the brother's bed.
Ah, that's hilarious. That's definitely something I would do to my brothers.
My brother's still too young to psychologically scar. I've got, like, 2 more years before I can do it, guys.
Oh, I've been doing it. We've been doing that to each other. But not me.
But here's the thing. You're all the same age. You know what I'm saying?
No.
But you guys are all in the same.
So I'm 12 years older than Casey.
Right, my brother is 12 and I'm 40. I think that's classified as a crime against children. Gotta be a little careful.
Yeah.
But I have introduced him to some great literature, the Goosebumps series. I think I'll get him some nice. Streets for Christmas. So I'm starting small.
Work it in.
Well, also things that can't be brought on charges in a court of law. I gave him a book, Your Honor.
Good plan. It's
helping his education.
All right. Eventually we'll talk about... this is a tangenty one. Tangenty one.
Well, you know what? Because so many different things happen, so many different characters, that it leads to a lot of tangents.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So go on.
They trick Rhonda.
So now we're at the bus scene with the whole prank and everything.
Yeah.
How much money would you need to kill a bus full of kids?
There's no amount. I'm not doing that.
No, there's no amount, right? So like.
But he's an asshole.
But like, that's one part that like, I guess that's why it bothers me. Just a little backstory. What made him this way? Just a smidgen.
There's just evil people in the world. Nothing we can do about it. They're freaking born that way. Yeah.
I mean, I guess he got his in the end, right? So.
Yeah. So the kids are down in the quarry and...
Also, I understand it's Halloween. But weren't those kids a little young to be entirely unsupervised?
Again, small town, probably not. If you're in a big city like LA, yeah. But even in LA, some kids go around certain neighborhoods without adults. I mean, they were like 12, what, 12, 13? I'm getting really bad at telling the ages of kids now. I'm at that age.
I guess, but I mean, even in my town, like, we were allowed to go trick-or-treating in our group at like 11 or 12, 13. But like, so we had a trick-or-treat. Like, we started at one house. Mm-hmm. Then we had to get to each person in the group's house by a specific time. And then whatever our final house was, that's where the parents would pick us up. Mm-hmm. But like, if we didn't get to that house quick enough, we knew heck of to pay. There was no way I was getting down to a quarry, a motherfucking quarry, unnoticed. And I got to tell you, my father, he was like, listen, y'all ain't cutting through the park. It's Halloween. There's shenanigans there. You're not cutting through the park tonight. The park is off limits. You stick to the sidewalks. Do you understand that I was cutting through that park to go to school my entire life? And on Halloween, no park for you. Mischief is happening there. You keep your ass on the sidewalk where the whole neighborhood can see you. Just saying.
Makes sense. But we don't know the rules. I mean, obviously these parents raised shitty kids, so who knows what rules they have.
True.
If they had any rules.
True, because if you think what you're doing to poor Rhonda is appropriate, your parents probably aren't worried about your quarry town.
They don't care about you at all.
Yeah.
So then Rhonda ends up going back up, and then the others follow, right? Or does she go, no, does she leave them down there, and she goes up? Yeah, she leaves them there and goes up. And then we hear their terrified cries as they're killed by children zombies.
Well, you earned it.
Yeah.
You earned the children's zombie death.
Didn't feel bad for it at all.
No.
Then, now, we switch to this vampire.
One I really felt bad for was the poor bride, the poor wife with OCD.
Right. She was the only one that, like, didn't really...
I mean, is it shitty?
Yeah, but weren't being killed. You weren't
hurting nobody.
No, yeah.
You just had a little too much OCD for your own good.
Yeah, right. She just didn't know the rules. She didn't know the rules. Nobody told her rules.
Also, though, her, for me personally, preferable than the neighbors who's out of season decorations I've been looking at for 4 months. Just saying.
Look the other way. So the scene where the sister calls and she's like, oh, I have a guy here for you. He's cute. Or no, she says, he's got a great personality. He's really nice. And it's that big guy and the baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is C. Ernest Harth. And he plays the great child in 13 Ghosts.
That's why he looked familiar.
Yeah.
That man has a diaper fetish.
It was another homage to another horror movie. Like, they're all like, this movie is amazing.
But also, what are the odds you get cast as the diaper guy in two movies?
No, they did that on purpose. That's what I'm saying. Well,
has life taken a turn for you, my friend? I understand they did it on purpose. I'm just saying, at some point, you're like, shit, I'm getting cast here.
Hey, I wanted to be an actor. Congrats.
Jen, as a woman who wants to be in the acting community, would you do a diapered role?
I need way more context. I can't just... I need so much more context. In some cases, I might. Off the top of my head, no. But depending on what's going on in the script, there's a possibility.
Okay, then.
Yeah. Just saying. You gotta be a little open-minded. And as an actor,
be in the acting field, you have to be a lot open-minded.
Yes, exactly. Especially if you would like to continue to work.
Right.
So when a role comes along, you're like, all right, I guess I gotta wear another giant diaper.
Although, as far as some costumes go, there are less comfortable ones out there, I'm sure.
I bet the diaper is super comfortable.
Although, very cold. That's all you're wearing. You gotta be cold.
Agreed. Great. Well, I mean, we wear bikini. Well, yeah, at night in the fall. In this particular film, yes, that looked like it would be cold.
Also, this took place in Ohio in Halloween. Let me assure you, that was a crisp 42-degree night.
On a
great night. I think you keep forgetting where you fucking live. Jesus Christ, L.A.
What?
Jesus Christ. I know it's still 90 and sunny.
It's not. It's been cold here. Thank you very much. I wake up in the morning. I got to put, like, socks on.
Listening audience at home, what is cold in your world?
I mean, I don't know what the actual temperature is. It's probably, like...
Let me tell you, because I'm very cheap about oil, what my inside... I haven't turned the heat on yet, nor will I. I don't really turn it on until I'm worried about pipes freezing. Cheapskate like that. Woke up, the inside of my house was 61 this morning.
Ooh.
Which means you can just assume what it was outside. Last night was a low of 52.
Lord. So, you know, I feel like it was 60 here, but I don't know. Who knows? I don't check. I just know that I need to put on a jacket and socks when I get up out of the bed. That's all.
And that's how Jen measures temperature, guys.
Yeah. I gotta put on a jacket to walk around the house. That is the worst.
Ugh.
I hate it. So we're on this vampire.
I'm a fuzzy robe person. I'm a fuzzy robe person.
Oh, I wear robes, jackets.
I have a fuzzy robe.
I don't like, like, I feel like I sweat when I wear my robe because it's that material. Like the.
Oh, I have different materials for different times of the year.
Nice. I'm not that fancy.
I'm not fancy so much as people think I like robes and they've gifted me all these different.
That's amazing.
So. And they're not wrong. I like robes. I'll take another.
Send the robes.
Robes and throw blankets you can send to me. So what are we up to?
Rhonda. The vampire guy. Rhonda's vampire. Kids. This vampire guy is stalking women. He gets one in the alley. She thinks she's getting it. Ew. Not ew. I feel bad because he's, I mean, he might not be a nice guy. I don't know. But, like, you think you're making out with this hot guy, and it's Dylan Barker. And you're like, oh. If you were to take the mask off.
Yeah. That's the problem I have with Halloween. Truly just.
That's the problem I've had through the entire pandemic. Like, guys. Oh, PSA. Don't wear masks in your dating profile. I don't need to see what the fuck you look like with a mask on.
No, I need to know how many chins you got, buddy.
I need to know what you got going on. Then they get mad about women wearing filters. And I'm like, but you have a whole half of your face covered. And that's okay.
Hide the three teeth you have, sir. To hide the three teeth you have.
I hate it. If I see a mask in any of the photos, swipe left. I'm done. I'm like, nope. I don't know what you're doing, but I don't like it.
I have to tell you that a dear friend of mine has started dating again. And she was over the other night. I'm like, okay. I need to see what's out there in the universe.
Don't do it.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's a black hole. It's a void.
Listen, men, women, we don't like scarves. Don't wear a scarf in your profile pic. Also, I don't need to see your treasure trail. Don't need to see it. Put a fucking shirt on. I don't need to know before a date that you have nipple rings. Put a shirt on. Why are you all topless? And I gotta tell you guys, God bless yous, you know Channing Tatum's. Put the shirt on.
Where is this? Wait. Where?
She is on Facebook dating.
Uh-huh. Oh, I was on there for a minute.
I just want some shirts. I want either shirts or... So here was the conundrum. Either the men were in no shirts or too many items of clothing. Pants, shirt, maybe an overcoat. This one gentleman, you could see the undershirt, which, listen, I understand. I wear a layering tank. I get the undershirt. So button down, vest, jacket, scarf. This picture was taken inside a restaurant. I could understand if this had been taken at the top of a mountain.
Like, what are we doing?
A restaurant? Sir, you had to be sweating.
We're in a restaurant.
I'm like, Jesus.
Why are you dressed like we're in the tundra?
I'm sweating just looking at you, sir.
Oh god.
Granted it was a McDonald's, but still. I'm kidding.
They're not that cold inside.
I was just like, so many men wearing scarves, Jen. And I don't mean like, once again, not up on a mountain wearing scarves. Like fashionably wearing a scarf.
That's funny you would say that because I saw one of those yesterday. And they get a lot of those in LA. There was one yesterday, and it was particularly, it was like a thick scarf that was like this. And I was like, and I think he matched me. It was Hinge, so people can message you. And I was like, what do you think we have in common, sir? Like, you look like a super hipster. I don't understand why you are messaging me.
Also, guys, it's okay to lie a little on your dating profile. We don't have to say we're currently unemployed. Don't let me know you're already living with your mama.
No, God, no.
One man literally wrote, just trying to find someone so I don't gotta do laundry anymore.
Wow. Well, you know what? I appreciate the honesty. Thank you, sir. I'm gonna go ahead and swipe left on that. But thank you for letting me know.
Well, now we know why you're 54 and single, my good sir. My good sir. I was like,
you could hire a housekeeper for that.
I was like, they were services.
Yeah.
My mom used to work at a laundromat. People would drop the clothing off to her.
Yeah.
They would pick it up.
It is 2021. You can pay someone to come get your stuff, do your laundry. And I'm sure that's much cheaper over time than a wedding.
Yeah. My poor mama, though, she did the laundry so well. She was the old, like, if people came there for a while, my poor mom would be doing all the laundry because nobody else would want anybody else to do their laundry.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. God, I used to love when my mama would come visit me. She'd do my laundry, too. Miss you, mama. Love you. Come down from heaven. Do some laundry for your daughter. Jesus Christ. Oh. I'm
an alert here. If you're going to come. Be ready to work.
You gotta do some chores. Okay, so let's get back on track here.
Yeah.
Diverged.
Yeah.
Serial killer in a vampire mask. Listen, guys, if you're gonna kill me, I'm gonna need you to be good looking.
That's all I'm at. If we're gonna make out in an alley, and then you're gonna kill me while you're getting it in, at least be attractive. Like,
please and thank you. Also, ladies. Perhaps don't make out with strangers in an alley on Halloween.
With a mask on and vampire teeth.
Mask on. Just throwing out suggestions
let's throw that away. Let's throw that idea out.
Yeah.
Go find a group of friends, the people that you already know. Get some strange in your group of friends.
Yes. Have just that one. If you're a single lady, just have that one friend. You don't see him all the time.
Yeah.
You text. You hook up. Then when you're walking down the street, you say, hey, Brian, and you keep walking.
And you keep walking. Keep a trucking.
Keep a trucking. And that's how you stay unkilled by a masked man on Halloween.
Right.
So, no dick is worth dying for, ladies.
No, none.
None. None.
Then we get back to Anna Paquin, who's still looking for a dude. She stumbles upon vampire guy, and we're like, oh, shit. She's going to get the vampire guy. So she takes him back to the woods. They're making out. He bites her, and she's like, oh, no. Cut scene. A body falls from the trees in the woods party, and there's just all these females in costumes with these guys. Body falls. Red cape. On the body, and they're like, oh my god. The sister crouches down, checks. It's the vampire dude, and he's fucked up.
Very fucked up. Good for you, Anna.
He got his ass launched, like, through the trees. So then Anna Paquin walks out, and she's like, oh, he bit me. And they're like, oh, man. And, that's when we learn that Anna Paquin and her girls are a pack of wolves.
Yeah. True story.
Yeah, I like this. It's another homage. It's an homage to Howling, the woods, the transitions in the woods, and the the studio that did the werewolves were the same, was the same studio that did the lichens in Underworld, which is why it was pretty good. You look like you did not like it. What's happening with your face?
I think I'm thinking of the lichens in the second one, which I don't think were done by the same people, because I don't think they were that good.
It's the trilogy. It says they did the trilogy.
The whole thing?
All three of them, yeah.
Quality, guys. It tapered. I'm not going to tell you about that, guys. Quality tapered. Or wait. Well, wait. But Underworld's part of Blade?
No. Underworld. No, we just watched them together.
Oh, that's why I'm...
No, you're thinking of Blade. You're thinking of vampires. Huh?
But Blade had lichens, too.
I think Blade is all vampires.
I'm so confused. I gotta stop drinking during these watch parties. Things just blend.
The CGI in Blade was not great. But okay.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on.
Yeah, the werewolves in Underworld were pretty good. And again, they used the practical effects. The transformations were done very well. It was kind of creepy because in this one, they have to actually cut their own skin off, which I thought was interesting. And they had to, like, peel their skin. Ugh. Well, that's... Ugh. If I have to turn into a vampire, let that not be the type of vampire I turn into. Cause...
I do have to say, if I'm going to die, I think throw me out a tree, snap my neck. That looked pretty quick.
Yeah. Except he didn't die. He had shit broken. He got wrecked. And then he had to be alive to be eaten by Anna Paquin.
No, I'm just saying, if you're going to throw me out a tree, I want to snap my neck.
Oh, yeah. Land me on my head first.
Land me on my head.
Give me a good old Meryl Streep in Death Becomes Her.
Guys, we're going to have to do Death Becomes Her because Jen is dying to talk about it.
So much.
She just keeps trying to get conversation started on Shudder Horror Fans about it, and she's not getting the
Everyone loves it.
No,
every time I bring it up, people love that movie. They're always like, that's amazing. And I'm like, yes, it is.
Well, it has Streep. I mean, how can you go wrong?
And Goldie Hawn in her prime.
Still looks good.
What?
Goldie Hawn still looks good. You don't think?
Moving on.
This is why we should not do video podcasts, because these faces are giving away
everything.
No, I'm with you now. We were saying Goldie Hawn, and you know who I was thinking of?
Who?
Jane Fonda.
Oh my God.
She is holding on.
Look like Jane Fonda when I'm that age. Holy hell, that woman. She's, do you watch Grace and Frankie?
I do. I love it.
Her clothes are on point. I'm like, I don't even dress like that. Like, this woman is almost 90.
Yeah, no, she's
fabulous.
She's fantastic. Sorry. I know we kept saying Goldie Hawn, but in my head, I was thinking Jane Fonda.
I was like, I love Goldie Hawn so much, but okay.
I feel like I need to look at a recent picture of Goldie Hawn. Go on, I'm just Googling Goldie.
Let's see. So we move from that, finding out that they're werewolves, to Mr. Krieg in his house alone, the old cranky man. Oh, one of the trick-or-treaters is dressed like Chucky, homage to Child's Play.
Oh. Guys, this is why you don't fuck with your face. I've said before, I'll see it again. You can tell where all the plastic surgery is falling. It ain't great, guys. Goldie, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're the loveliest of ladies.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to. It's just. I don't know what happened. But she's got Kurt Russell on her arm, so I'm not mad at her.
I'm not mad. It's, you know what? Honestly, he ain't aging so great either. Things are happening to him, too. You know what? As it does all of us.
Yes.
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis said it the best. She said, she goes, plastic surgery is ruining a generation.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yes. I have to tell you, Jamie Lee Curtis is the definition of the wrong hairstyle can really.
Oh, my God.
Because gorgeous woman. That pixie cut was made for her. Now, and I understand, in Halloween 2018, and the new one, this is not a spoiler.
Yeah.
She has
her hair. Yeah.
Yes.
She's Laurie Strode, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Was that a wig?
It has to be, because
I never remember any other time without the pixie, so it has to be.
Because she always has that cut. Yeah, when she's Jamie Lee Curtis, she always has that cut, so it has to be a wig.
It has to be. Guys, it ain't good. But that's the point, and I get it for the movie. But it's one of those things where you're like, wow, talk about the wrong haircut really taking, because Jamie Lee Curtis is stunningly beautiful.
Yeah. Or more like the right haircut just
yes. does
wonders. Like,
yes.
you have to find that one.
That's the point. The point yeah. is, she's supposed to look like this trauma has affected her, and the haircut helps with that, because a pixie cut really does. It is the definition of a strong power. And not that other cuts aren't, but I'm saying it really.
And specifically on her.
Yes.
Because some women get the pixie cut and they look like a little, like they kind of look like, oh, I'm like a little 12-year-old girl.
Gigi, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, well, oh, I'm cute. On her, it's like, no, bitch, get out the way.
And
like,
she's in Veronica Mars sitting there in her power suit, top lawyer in the firm, with that little cut. You're like, oh, I would not want to go up against her in court. She will arrest, she will die.
She will get me put behind bars.
This time, whenever she wants me, oh, I need to settle. Yes, Miss Curtis. Here you go.
Yeah.
How did we even get there? Oh, Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Great, Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Guys, wow.
But that was Halloween. That had something to do with horror.
Yeah.
Another homage comes in the next story, which is Brian Cox in the house by himself. Oh. He wanted to wear prosthetics and a wig that made him resemble John Carpenter.
Yes.
And there's also a line that he says, you gotta be fucking kidding me, which is a line from The Thing, which is another homage to John Carpenter, which I think is cool. I love stuff like that. I like when you can tell real horror fans are making horror movies.
If you want to listen to a good comedy podcast's take on The Thing, listen to The Villain Was Right. They are obviously Team Thing.
Yeah.
No spoiler, it's right there in the
title. Yeah.
But it's very, I like the premise of their podcast, because then you've got to put yourself in another mindset. And one of the guys, Craig, also happens to actually be a scientist. So when he does these kind of movies, it's very interesting to listen to him talk about The Thing from just a very scientific point of view.
Yeah.
And they did a really good job on it. So if you liked what we said and want to hear somebody else's feelings about that movie, I would suggest them. They're very good. I think the four of us should do a podcast together. I think we have a blast.
I love our guest shows and guest spots.
Yeah. So let's get some Canada. They're Canadian. They're funny. Love them. That's easily in your top 10.
Oh, yeah. I didn't wear my shirt. I have the Thing shirt.
Next time.
Or
do video again.
If we ever do video again.
Yeah.
We'll see how this editing goes.
Yeah. Brian Cox is in there.
Oh, interesting. And then Sam ends up in the house, and they're fighting. Sam cuts his Achilles tendon, which is an homage to... You know what? It. I said Sam cuts his Achilles tendon, which is an homage to...
I don't know why you're pointing at me.
Because you would know.
I would, except that you've put me on the spot.
Ah, okay. Cutting the Achilles... It's an homage to Pet Sematary.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm embarrassed right now.
It's all right.
Because, see... I kept with that tendon going, no, she didn't cut it in Misery. No, she didn't cut it in Misery. That was the foot that popped in my head, and I knew that was wrong. Real embarrassed.
Well, Gage, I love that scene because he goes, no fair. Like, he cuts the grandpa's Achilles tendon, and he goes, hey, no fair.
Yeah.
I actually put that in the chat last night when we were watching House of Wax, and Paris Hilton's heel gets cut.
Oh.
I was like, hey, no fair. That was a Pet Sematary reference. Nobody got it. I was like, that's fine. That the Sam in this whole fight was played by was done by an 8-year-old stunt performer and an adult woman stunt performer, which I didn't even know 8-year-old kids could be stunt performers. I thought that was pretty cool.
I mean, what kind of waivers do your parents have to sign for that?
Right. Well, I mean, if your kids do like karate and stuff, I guess they can learn how to do stunts.
But TJ, we got a new profession for you.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, get TJ in there.
I mean, that kid loves to jump, run, scratch. I mean, honestly, the perfect profession for an 8-year-old kid.
It's a stunt performer. Oh, yeah.
On a costume and beat the out of this old man. What? Yeah, just hit him a bunch. You'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be good.
And then, so I'm assuming a very petite adult woman?
Probably a small person, I would assume.
Okay.
I would assume. Oh, like the stuff. Oh, when Sam is on the ceiling. Don't call it me from the ceiling. Like.
Oh, you and I hate that and everything.
Like, just walk. Like, just walk like a normal person. I don't need you on the ceiling. I don't need you on the walls. Just the floor is fine.
The floor will suffice.
The floor will suffice.
I mean.
And Brian Cox is fighting for his life in this thing.
Kind of like Succession. Just fighting for his life. Kind of like Succession.
Eventually gets a shotgun and blows Sam's face off. Well, after revealing the mask that he's actually an ugly pumpkin face. Like, this is not a regular kid.
Did anybody assume he was a regular kid?
I mean, we thought, you know, maybe he was a creepy kid.
Oh, no.
But the pumpkin face is pretty creepy. And again.
That's super creepy.
Again, practical effects. I was like, oh, yes, it looks so good. Because it moves better than CGI.
That's one of my favorite things to watch. Any of those reality shows where they're doing, like, prosthetic makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Those is the talent. I mean, you have to, like, in that Sam face, you have to get those pieces just so, those silicone pieces just taped down so perfectly.
Yeah. But then,
not only that, now you've got to put the paints over everything. Mm-hmm. And just you're blending for hours.
And you got to keep doing that and doing the same thing over and over again.
You got to do it daily, exactly the same.
Yeah. God bless those people. I don't have the patience for that. You would tell day one from day 10 for me. They'd be like,
Day two.
It'd be like the stark difference. They'd be like, Jen, did you even try? Yeah, I did. I told you we should get it all in one day.
Yeah.
that's not my fault. My favorite scene is when he shoots Sam in the face and Sam's little body flies and you see it slide across the floor and hit the wall. That cracked. The first time I saw it, I cracked up. It's just the way, it's like the dummy hits the wall. It's hilarious. And then we find out Mr. Krieg. I mean, I guess we kind of knew by now, but Mr. Krieg
was the bus driver.
Was the bus driver. So yeah. it all comes full circle. And then he gets got by the zombie kids.
Yes.
Which also in the beginning, you can see the zombie kids leaving his house with like blood on them.
Yes.
Because then after that, Sam leaves his house. Sam stabs him with the candy bar, which, by the way, no actual candy brands were used in this movie, so they got to make up their own candy brands, which Michael Dougherty had fun with, because, like, one of them is called, like, Big Fudge Log or something like that. Tries to stab Mr. Krieg.
I called one of my exes.
he stabs Mr. Krieg, gets the candy bar. He's like, this is all I need, and pieces out, and then he goes on to kill the girl from the beginning.
Yes.
It all ties up very nicely.
Yeah.
It's a good one. I like this movie a lot.
Like I said, the only one that I feel bad for is that poor OCD girl.
Yeah. Yep.
She didn't really deserve it. Take some decorations down, guys. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, of all the people who deserved it the most, Mr. Krieg, then the principal.
And then the teenagers.
The teenagers...
Why? Only because they're young.
Only because of their age.
And also because
Rhonda didn't die. The other two killed people. So it's really...
Yeah.
Yeah.
going by scale of crimes here.
A scale of crimes.
So how many heels would you give it?
8 out of 10. There's some plot holes, but I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't like Anna Paquin. Not just in this and everything. Brian Cox is amazing. The rest of the cast, a little weak.
We could have agreed.
Tightened up a little bit. I mean, the little kid who plays Sam is fantastic.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we could tighten that just a little. Tighten that up a bit. I do like how it comes full circle. I always enjoy that. And it is what it's marketed as. So 8 out of 10 for me. What about for you?
I'd say 9. I like it. I think it's rewatchable. I think it's a great seasonal, like, definitely a movie that you can watch at Halloween.
Yeah.
One of my top staples for Halloween. It's like, oh, it's Halloween. You got to put on Trick or Treat. And I love good, because that's kind of hard to find good staple Halloween movies. Like, you watch all of horror, of course, during October because it's scary horror movies. But I like actual Halloween themed movies that are good. Right. We don't have a lot of those.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd say a 9.
Okay. Jen's very forgiving, guys, okay?
You know what? Doesn't take much for me. I am easy to please.
Fellas, did you hear that?
Do with that what you will.
Do with that information what you may. So next week we'll be doing Halloween 2018.
Yes.
I think that is all. I'm trying to keep this short because, listen, I got a video recording to edit.
Yeah, we're going to see how this goes, y'all.
We've
been promising video. If it only comes out audio, we apologize. But
yeah, we'll do it again next week and we'll see what happens. Try again. We'll row this boat. But yeah, you know where to find us if you don't by now. I don't know what to
listen to another. Go listen to one of the other podcasts.
We kid. We'll make it easy for you. Heart and heels on everything.
Yes.
And now I'm one of those people playing around, got 12 different names for 12 different things. No, just heart and heels on all the sites.
And that's the letter N. Horror in heels.
On the everythings.
Yes.
On the everythings. And that is all. We will see you next week. Bye.